Well, then go ahead about the other types of tomatoes.
Well, you got the big boy tomato.
Yeah.
Big beefsteak, they call them, too.
What?
Beefsteak.
Beefsteak tomato?
Yeah.
What are those?
They look like a big old, great big boy, maybe a pound and a half, some of them will go.
Yeah. What about the little old tomato?
Tomato?
Yeah.
Tomato.
Little old
cherry tomato.
Little
cherry tomato.
Yeah.
Called
tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's something I ran into. Somebody.
They got another tomato. He don't never get red. He's yellow looking. When he's ripe, he's sort of a different color yellow, though. But yellow's my truck, nearly.
What's that?
Well, I mean, he won't get the reddish color.
Yeah.
You ever seen a yellow-meated watermelon?
Seen, No, what do you call
them? Yellow-meated watermelon, that's all.
Yeah.
He's the same thing as another watermelon, but he seeds and all, but his meat's just pretty, like a cantaloupe color on the inside.
Huh.
It's sweet, really good. Yellow-meated watermelon.
Now, you ever heard of a citron?
Oh, yeah.
The citrons now.
They look like a watermelon.
Yeah. I tell you a funny story.
That's the hardest thing in the world.
When I was a little greenhorn, my grandpa had told me to pick up one of those things in the field, carry it on back to the house.
Let me see, I'm glad to hear someone to do it.
Yeah.
Used to go swipe. You know, swipe watermelon as a young fella?
Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
Ooh, I've been shot at, dogs after me. Oh man, I've been in some hell of damn commotion. We had an old wooden body on the back, and we'd take that old car, we'd all put in about a nickel a piece and get a gallon of gas. Gas wasn't but 15 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd, about five or six of us, we'd get enough for 15 cents around there. We'd go around and get around these places and get at nighttime. Well, that one old boy, he's scary as hell. We got into this patch that night, and I had two big ones. Always a fella, you always being a hog, you could did better just carrying one, but you try to carry two, you're dropping him, you get him, try to and run at the same time. That fella shooting at you. And I heard this guy, and I could hear the barbed wire, it's an old barbed wire fence. I hear when he hit that fence, you hear them old staples flying. Like that, he'd hit him. Boy, he was scared because the guy was getting pretty close, coming in the field, running, shooting. Like a little shotgun. And got to the old truck and wouldn't start. I said, oh, hell. We got behind that bug and we started pushing. We got up about 5 mile out, this head steam there, whether you know this pushing. That fella shooting, the more he shoot, the more we could push. And then I guess we got up there pretty good speed and finally put it in gear and she started. Man, we lost. That's the night I fell off the truck. And all the fenders is gone. All the roads, old dirt roads and mud holes. And every time he got in that mud hole, he knew I was on that side. He'd hit that mud hole and that old tire throw that water all over me. So what I did, every time he kept going in mud holes, I'd throw my leg over the hood and straddle like that by the windshield.
Yeah.
And I kept doing that about a half a dozen times. We had old hoods back in them days, flat on the side, raised up. And
yeah, yeah.
I had it tied a little piece of wire, that baling wire gave loose. And over that time when I did, me and that hood come off. Going about 30 mile an hour.
Holy
it was gravel, and that boy was in there, he said he looked back there, and when I fell, he said he could see the sparks flying, because when that tin hit that gravel and I was underneath that, holding on to that thing, and I went in the ditch, half knocked out, big cut my arm. They backed up to see if I was hurt, and if I wouldn't have rolled back fast enough, they'd have killed me right then. They'd like to roll over me, come see if I was hurt. They brought me up by the creek up there and throwed me overboard then, washed the blood off, tied old rag around, come on home. And that was hell for them watermelons that night.
Man, y'all had some good times.
Side getting shot at fall. That's about the size of all the mischief we'd get into, you know. It wasn't nothing really bad. Go get a fella's watermelon, a swipe of chicken.
Yeah.
All get together and some old gal would always cook up a chicken spaghetti, you know.
Yeah.